Years ago, I did Upandita's last retreat in the United States before he passed, and I had the opportunity to drive one of the monks to the airport. He wasn't teaching there, he was attending. And I asked him to compare the Burmese traditions and teaching with Thai. And what he said, if I'm remembering correctly, was that he said that that in Thailand in general, he felt that I think his phrase was the sila had slipped. And they were accepting, the monasteries, there was some corruption, he was implying. But then he said Ajahn Chah came along and kind of raised the bar, basically. And then he went on long praising Ajahn Chah as the Thai person that really kind of raised the whole level in Thailand. So for the years since he said that, I've been wondering, is that characterization true? Is that just his, you know? So anything you can say about that, I'd be curious. Thank you.
Yes and no. In the sense that Ajahn Chah was part of a movement. The forest tradition from the northeast of Thailand has raised the bar. But that's how, I think that's one of the beauties of the Buddha's teachings, is that he sown the seeds within the teaching of its own regeneration, if people pick it up and practice it. So that that happened in history over time, many times, and then. It certainly happened in the forest tradition of Ajahn Mun and many other teachers and those inspired by him, and then Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Chah was probably one of the more well-known because, I say, outside of Thailand, because of his teachings being available in English, more so than many of the other great teachers. But Ajahn Chah is also universally respected and loved in Thailand as well.